When you come off of Ramadan, if you are a woman, you have probably 6 to 7 days that you need to make up. Some will have 10, some will have 15. As we go into Shawwal, you will have another 6 or 7 days, or 10 or 15, that you can't fast. So for some women, it is literally impossible to make up all of your qada fast in Shawwal and do the 6 sunnahs. So the question is, what are we going to do then? How are we managing our qada fast? And I've also realized that a lot of women are not making up the fast from 1 year to the next. And so they are piling up qada fasts. And then some women even are doing sunnah fast, but not making up their qada fast. So all of this has really motivated me to talk about this and really think about this. And how are we interacting with our fasting? How are we interacting with qada fasting? How are we interacting with sunnah fasting? And what does that mean for us as women, especially? A lot of women have, on top of the week or so of Ramadan to make up, they have days of whole Ramadans from the time that someone told them they couldn't fast when they were pregnant or nursing. And so they have all these days. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. It's a lot of days. And it's a difficult thing for so many women. We are losing our understanding of the importance of fard. Losing our understanding of the role that fard has in our lives. Now, our fard fasting, we have fard fasting, we have fard prayers that need making up. I'm only going to talk about fasting right now. Our fard fasting is something we owe God. We have a debt to Allah Azza wa Jal. And a very beautiful opportunity to pay it back. And that can be paid back at any time. Fard qada is first, before sunnah. It is the most important thing. And as many women have many days to make up, I suggest that you just don't worry about sunnah. Leave it to the side right now. Do your qada fast. And yes, as quickly as possible. Now, if you can do those qada fasts in Shawwal and gain the benefit of Shawwal, alhamdulillah. Maybe you do 6 of them. Maybe you do 6 of your qada in Shawwal because you're saying to yourself, you know, I know the Prophet ﷺ mentioned 6 days of Shawwal. I want to just have a nod to that. I know a lot of women who make up their qada fast on Mondays and Thursdays. They make them up in the days of Dhul Hijjah. That doesn't mean they're combining two intentions. It means they understand there's blessing of fasting in those days. And so they're fasting on those days to make up their qada.